Hi, my name is Harry Etier, and you're listening to The Harry Minute. Follow us wherever you stream your podcast, and be sure to check me out on social media at Harry Etier. That is HARRYITIE. Hello everyone, welcome to season 3 of the Harry Minutes. I'm super excited. We're back, everyone, we're back. I know it's been a while. I didn't even formally end season 2 for many reasons. You know, I've been through a lot, I've gone through a lot this past couple of months, but I'm really happy to be back and just to talk about stuff that I think is dear to my heart. There's a new feel to the podcast and I like it. I think I like this change. I do like this change. I hope you like it too. I hope you will support me as you've always done. And let's have a good time. On this first episode of the new season, I want to talk about something that I've been thinking about for a while. And this is about friendship heartbreaks, right? And a lot of us don't talk about it, but it's the worst heartbreak you would ever go through. I say this because friends are very important to us. And a lot of times, we don't really care. You know, we don't really care about our friendships. We can just do whatever, act however. But the truth is, our friends mean a lot to us. Our friends are there during our highs and our lows. When you're growing up, if you grow up in a strict, very strict family setting, right? You realize that there are things you can't tell your parents, there are things you can't tell your siblings, but you tell your friends. Your friends are your G's. They're the ones that if you want to do something really messed up, you're like, guy, how far? This thing, is what is on my mind. Your friends are the ones that you tell who you're crushing on for the first time. You're like, I like this person. I'm really feeling this person. Your friends are the ones that will give you bad advice. There's a high chance your friends are the ones that you talk about sex with for the first time. Before you even say, okay, you want to go and ask your parents what sex is about, you go to your friends and you're like, what is sex? You know, you have that conversation with them. Your friends are the ones that you talk to about college, about university, what you want to study, your hopes and your dreams. While this might not be the same for everybody, but for a lot of people, I think our friends are the people we go to first. And so these friendship bonds, they last a while. I have a friend from high school and we're still great friends till today. She's amazing. I love her with my life. And we still keep in touch. And, you know, we share everything with one another. And so we've been able to grow our friendship also past the superficial and the surface. And I have friends from university too who I'm still very close to. I have friends that I met when I started working that I'm also very close to. And so friends form a huge part of our lives. Our friends help us deal with life. And they understand us in a way sometimes that even our own families don't. For some reason, I don't know how it's wired that way. And the honest truth is we didn't have a say in the family we were born into. Right? You just woke up and realized that, okay, this is your family, this is your father, this is your mother, this is your sister, this is your brother, this is your cousin. But with your friends, there is something about them that pulls you to them. And you're like, this person, I like them. I want them to be a part of my life. They make me happy. When I'm down, they can lift me up. And so, because of this, I choose them as my person, as my family, as the one that will be with me when I'm going through all my issues. I'm saying all of this to just talk about the importance and why friendships are such an integral part of our lives. Even though we might say we don't want to admit it, but it's the truth. There have been times when I've been really struggling and my friends will come through for me. Maybe times when you're really broke, they will send you money. They will hook you up because, you know, you can't find a way to move on. Your friends are always there. Even songs about friendship, movies about friendship, they tend to, you know, strike a chord. There's a reason why Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Waiting to Exhale are very popular. And because the movies are focused on the friendships and not necessarily the romantic relationships that the main characters have with whoever. And so, yeah, it is something that even though we pretend we don't really care for, we do. When we feel our friend has betrayed us, when we feel our friend has hurt us, it goes really deep. And I'm not trying to underestimate the impact of romantic heartbreaks and losing your loved one or your lover, right? How that has. I'm not trying to underestimate family relationships, because we also have a different relationship with our families, right? And we love them to death, you know, and losing a family member or being estranged from your family can also take a toll on you as a person. However, I am just saying all of this to reiterate that friendships are as important as any other relationship you might have in your life, and how losing a friend can be terrible. And we don't talk about losing our friends enough. We don't talk about friendship heartbreaks enough. We don't talk about how people who, you know, there are friends that you will call your family. There are friends who you could give an arm and a leg for. We don't talk about how bad losing them can make us feel. We don't talk about enough the pain and moving on and trying to forge new friendships and trying to forge new relationships. We don't talk about this enough. I guess for many reasons, you know, it is, we don't want to feel like pining over somebody. You don't want to look weak. But the truth is, it takes a toll on you. I have lost friends throughout the course of my, you know, life's journey. And for different reasons, some were unintentional, some was just time. I think the ones that, you know, where you just grew apart organically, where it's like time and season has passed, that's easy to be able to deal with. But you see the ones where there was a problem, something happened, and after that thing happened, everything just dabarood, for lack of a better word. Those ones hurt the most. When I was leaving university and stepping into the world, I had solid friendships, and these friendships for me were everything, and I loved my friends with my life. I loved them so much. But there were some of this friendship that I lost, and I don't think I've been able to get over those friendships till today. And I don't say it in a state of regret or anything. Stepping away from those friendships was me prioritizing myself, my growth. So I would say I regret it, but I would say that it hurts. You know, it doesn't mean you will hurt any, even if you are doing something for yourself. I mean, when you go to the hospital, you give the injection. The injection is hurting, even though it's for your own benefit. But those losses really broke me. For a while, I just felt like I had found a support system. I loved their family. I loved everything about them. But at the same time, it was a situation of, Harry, you need to step away from this if you want to be able to focus and to live the life that you deserve. A lot of times when these friendship breakups happen, you don't have like a conversation. You don't go, okay, so dear friend, I feel like, now, no, that does not happen. A lot of times you just step back and the other party steps back and everybody just enters their lane. And then the people who to you were the ones that meant the entire world to you, those individuals now become strangers. I think that's what hurts the most, you know? And for me, I have a hard time letting go. Like, I have such a hard... For me to let go, you have to have really, really wronged me badly. So you will see pictures of my exes. I have pictures of my exes on my phone. Maybe the ones that we took together. I have pictures of even people I'm no longer friends with, right? I still have, you know, pictures of us, you know, hanging out and just chilling. The memories, the times we spent together are always priceless. And I wouldn't trade that for anything. So, how do you deal with a friendship breakup? What is the solution? How do you move on from a friendship breakup? I think the first thing you need to do is to feel every single emotion. Allow yourself to feel. If you want to cry, please cry. There's this need to pretend like because it was just a friend, or she was just a friend, or they were just friends, it means that you don't really feel anything. You do. You're hurt. So the first thing you need to do is feel your feelings. And this is when you have figured out that, okay, this friendship is no longer serving you and you want to let it go. So feel your feelings. Cry. Feel the pain. Watch TV. Watch Netflix. Do what you need to do. Feeling your feelings is the very first step to your healing. The second thing I would say is remember the reason why they were your friends in the first place. And hold on to that memory. Because in life, people come in for different reasons. There's a time and a season for whatever, right? For friendships, for relationships, for jobs, for love, whatever. Understand and acknowledge that these friends were there for XYZ reason and celebrate that. Hold on to that memory. Oh, Banjo was my friend at a time when I needed someone, and I'm happy and I wish Banjo well. Banjo was my friend at the point when whatever, right? At the point where I was getting my first divorce. Without Banjo, I would not have been able to get through my first divorce. Remember those moments, right? And celebrate that. What that does is that it helps you not see the entire situation as a failure, because you're celebrating the purpose why they were in your life at the time, right? And then you move on to the next step, which is to remember why the friendship breakup happened. You tell yourself that the reason why, and I use Banjo again, there's no Banjo in my life, it's just for emphasis, right? The reason why you and Banjo are not friends anymore, or the reason why Banjo and I are not friends anymore, example, is because Banjo and I are on different wavelengths, or Banjo and I have different belief systems. Whatever the reason is, remember that reason. And remember that if Banjo's stand, or if Banjo's whatever has not changed, the friendship is still not going to work. Do you get what I'm saying? So you remember that, and you also hold on to that. So you start from, I celebrate Banjo because when I was with Banjo, he helped me through XYZ. But I also acknowledge that because Banjo is in XYZ, or is in a state of XYZ, this friendship is not going to work. And so I let it go. You remind yourself why the friendship is not working anymore. And you stick to that. I also want you to remember that because this friendship is over, because this friendship is gone, doesn't mean that you can't have other friends. Doesn't mean you can't find new friendships. It doesn't mean that the bond that you had with that person, you cannot be replicated. It can be replicated. But remember, you have to go through the process of your heartbreak. You have to acknowledge that that friend was right for you at some point. And a lot of us, we don't do that. We hold on to the negative. The fact that, oh, this friend did this to you. This friend, even if the friend, you know, did something terrible to you, maybe whatever it is, you hold on to the fact that that friend has shown their true color now, because it could be worse in the future. And you hold on to that. I also feel like we learn from our friendship breakups. We learn what to expect from friends, and we can identify when friendships are not going to serve us in the long run. Remember that what's important is growing from this experience. Remember that change is the only constant, and that we are all allowed to evolve, even your friend that has hurt you. So learn from the friendship breakup and move past it. It's not going to be easy. But you will be able to. You will find new friends who will love you, who will encourage you, who will push you. I also want to add that it's important that you are the type of friend you expect your friends to be to you. remember that if you demand loyalty from your friends, you have to be extremely loyal to them also. If you want them to have your back, you have to have their back too. All in all, we learn from life. That is the essence of why we're here. We learn and we grow from it. If you're experiencing a friendship breakup, you'll be fine. You will meet new friends. They will love you. You will love them. You will make memories. You will grow together. And if it also doesn't work out, you'll be fine anyways, because you're stronger than you think. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Harry Minutes. There will be more episodes coming your way. So please, wherever you stream your podcast, follow The Harry Minutes. Rate it, comment, share it with your friends. Your support means everything to me. And all I want to do is just see this platform grow. Thank you again. This is The Harry Minutes. Bye for now.